This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Being women who are raising their children and being in the household. So when it comes to the women's issues, the role of the woman is more important than the role of a man. Because when I come and talk to non-Muslims now, they're like, yeah, he's just saying that. I'm saying that our Muslim women are happy and they like who they are. But when they actually hear it from our Muslim women and they stand up against these false accusations, this is actually much stronger. So it's your role as women in Islam is actually bigger than ours. And Allahu alam.
Okay, another question from the back, please.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Muhammad Nuruddin. I am a student from Malaysia. In your lecture, you mentioned about Shahid. My question is, how can we die as a Shahid in this modern age of 21st century? Jazakallah khair.
And in dying of Shahid is dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously that when Nusus, when it's mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah being Shaheed, it's usually in the act of Jihad when you're fighting in war for Islam. However, there's other things that you could do that you could be a Shaheed. For example, even, and hopefully Allah will accept from us if we're giving da'wah and we are killed in that line, that maybe He will accept us Shaheed. But in general, when you look at the Nusus, the text of the, when it talks about being Shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's on the battlefield. But what's important is that a Muslim always has the intention to stand up and to die for his religion at any time, under any circumstances.
MashaAllah. Okay, we'll take another question from the front here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Talat Ansari, I'm from Nagpur. I'm an networking faculty. My question is that some of the Islamic practicing group says that it is confirmed that Islam will be victorious. It will enter every house. So it is not important to spread Islam, to present Islam to non-Muslims. Is it correct? What is your opinion?
This is obviously incorrect, because how can it spread if we do not show Islam to other people? It will enter, but it's going to enter through our efforts. And that's why I mentioned in the verse that if we do not implement our religion, then Allah, He will get rid of us and He will come with other people who will implement the religion and then spread the religion of Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ, when you look in his sunnah, when he wanted the Islam to spread in Medina, he didn't look at it like this. Like, okay, it's going to spread throughout the world, so we don't have to do anything. He sent Musa ibn Umair to Medina to call the people of Medina to Islam. To first teach the new Muslims who had become Muslims, to teach them Islam, to teach them Quran, and then to teach the non-Muslims about Islam and to call them to Islam as well. Until Islam entered every house in Medina. Not everybody became, but at least one person or more in every household in Medina became Muslim after that. So it's through our efforts. So that's not correct that it's just going to spread and we sit back and do nothing.
Okay, we'll take one more from the sisters at the back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah, Sheikh, for explaining the path to victory. I want to ask you that, can you explain us the Islamic way of celebrating victory?
I don't recall anything, how they would celebrate. I know what we do is we make takbir. Huh? We say, Allahu Akbar. Huh? But other than that, Allahu alam. The sujood of shukr, that's in the sunnah. Anything the good that happens to you, if you make any sujood shukr for that, this will be the proper way to celebrate victory. Also, making takbir, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be a proper way. All of this, inshallah, be proper. Other than that, Allahu alam, I don't know anything else. Wallahu alam.
Thank you very much for coming. Take care, and we'll see you again soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.